Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Here in the PNC studios at Hallis Hall, I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. And Tom, we head out to New York to face the Giants, minus Alshon Jeffrey, suspended for 4 games. How much of a blow is it to the offense, and how do the Bears overcome that loss?
Well, you know, I don't think you can think about who's not here. It's really unfortunate what's happened to Alshon Jeffrey, and he will suffer the results of the suspension, but the Bears aren't going to stop practicing. It doesn't matter who is involved in the game or who's going to play. It's about their preparation during the week and then their performance in the game. So I have big expectations for Cam Meredith, for Eddie Royal, for Zach Miller, for Josh Bellamy, for Deontay Thompson, for the whole crew that are going to get their opportunity to play. And then Marquise Wilson's coming back. So, you know, Larry, it is super unfortunate what Alshon's going to have to go through in his career. But again, I'm not taking a step back and taking a woes me approach to the game.
Giants defense was awful last year. They made a lot of improvements over the offseason, and now they're doing very well. Monday night, they had a great performance. They blitz a lot. They get to the quarterback a lot. How much of a concern is that to you, especially with an offensive line that will be without Kyle Long?
Well, I'm going to do what my strengths are. If I feel if I can run the ball, I'm going to run the ball at the defense. And I'm going to challenge maybe Jason Pierre-Paul. How well is he going to hold up against 30 runs run at him? So that's going to be my approach going into the Giants, is I'm not going to try to do something I'm incapable of doing. I'm going to go in there and challenge guys who I think are undersized, and I don't know if they can absorb 25 to 30 runs at them.
OBJ, to me, is the best player on the Giants team, Odell Beckham Jr. This guy catches everything that's thrown in his direction, and even some passes that aren't, as we've seen
right
in the past. To me, the biggest thing with him is his yards after the catch. This guy just is amazing in terms of running in the open field. What is the key to containing this guy?
What are the Bears' assets right now? And I think it's the way you can rush the passer both outside and inside. I'm going to take control of the quarterback. You know, one thing about Eli Manning, he's going to have great command of the snap count on the line of scrimmages, and he's going to be able to look the way the defensive backfield changes. But you still have Leonard Floyd, you still have Willie Young, you still have Sam Macho, Pernell McPhee, Akeem Hicks, and his whole crew on the inside. So what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to take their quarterback out of his rhythm. Make sure you get him in the retreat. Make sure you get him backpedaling and trying to protect himself. And that's the way you're going to create inefficiency in Beckham's game, is by trying to limit what the quarterback can do in his comfort zone.
Aside from the pass rush, what is the Bears secondary going to have to do against OBJ to contain him and to keep him from making big plays?
Well, I think everybody has to have an active involvement in where he's going to conclude his routes, because Odell Beckham Jr. is not a guy that just runs streak routes upfield and they try to loft the ball to him. And he does a lot of things that the safeties are going to have OBJ awareness as much as a guy like Tracy Porter or LeBlanc or, whoever else is going to be covering him. But I think there's a good size matchup against Odell Beckham Jr. He's not this guy that is a Mike Evans 6'5+. He's more in the range of Tracy Porter. So I see size for size. Our defensive backs can compete, but it's going to take the assistance of every guy in the defensive backfield to limit him.
He could probably jump as high as Mike Evans stands, right, though. That's the only problem with that. Now comes my favorite part of our little show called Tom's Take. I wanted to ask you about that playoff game in 1985. You guys opened the playoffs against the Giants, didn't give up a point. I'm really interested about Lawrence Taylor. Tell me more about that approach.
Well, you know, there's few guys that you play against throughout your whole career, and you think about them weeks leading up to the game, and they can kind of create sleepless nights in your preparation. But for us getting prepared to play the Giants, Coach Ditka gave us so much confidence in his pregame talks about not being afraid of playing against the greatest and not running the ball away from him and letting him chase plays from behind. It gave, as a young player, it gave me a lot of confidence to understand the confidence that Mike Ditka had in how do you attack the best of the best. We ran the ball 44 times for 147 yards. Walter Payton and Matt Sui both had strong games carrying the ball. Jim McMahon was really effective at quarterback, had like 113-plus quarterback rating. So that's the lesson learned, is even when the Bears are getting ready to prepare for the game today, prepare to play your best against the best instead of shying away from the opportunity you're going to be given.
That's why he's the best, folks. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview.